Say the 10th of October, a day we're hoping for organized labor to go on strike. This is state of play.
Your
we are politically incorrect.
Your
so let's start.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's start.
Okay.
So we are on social media.
We're on probe.
It's okay because I was hoping we'll go on strike today. It did not happen.
Is that what you wanted, right?
Yes. I would have been at work.
We would have been at work. But you see,
that would have been a
strike.
Yes.
Report to the
who. But it didn't happen. That didn't happen today.
But this is it. Yes, it didn't happen.
It's labor disorganized.
I mean, I would answer that question later. The evidence is clear.
The fact that
the people who earlier rejected very similar, similar responses from government found it necessary to accept it this time around.
Are these measures enhanced in any way, though?
Do you know that they look like? If today, if they said we saw military people going to the Aceh region, and that's the reason why we are calling off the strike, you can't even give them an excuse for that. I hope you get my point.
Exactly. Because the military went in today.
Yes.
That's what we know.
Well,
today.
Maybe they were promised.
No, but
they called
off the strike before government also issued that statement and told us that there will be operation halt.
But again, they refused the previous what they call engagement.
Exactly.
Based on the same thing, that promises are not enough. Evidence is what we want.
So what evidence did Labour get before calling the
If they saw the people's deployment today, the military deployment today, and they say, okay, we have seen some action on the side of government, we are giving them time to work on the rest.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be satisfactory, but I can entertain that.
Mm-hmm.
But this gymnastic, this first meeting, first subsequent let's discuss meeting, let's go in there. But in all of this, first and foremost, I blame MFR Power.
Why?
MFR Power that had hinted that some people were possibly bribed.
I asked the question. I didn't hint.
No,
it was a question. It was a wait.
Inherent in that question must be a foundation.
This is Labour that told us that upon the declaration of that strike, there was not going to be any consultation at any point.
So that was the premise.
Wait, then they go meet the president at the instance of the Labour and Employment Relations Minister.
Mm-hmm.
They did not inform the entire body in terms of.
You said there are a few of them that asked to
come. Now, at that point, they realize that they only have leadership who can go and meet when it's so important to meet the president. They didn't meet once, they met twice, three times. All on the blind side of most of their members, Labour. At least we are all members of Labour. We ought to know what our leaders are representing us, what they are doing, or what exactly they are doing. You went to meet the president, then now you come back and say that you are convinced about some measures. For which reason, I have to ask you, that was there any palm greasing? You say you didn't even take a bottle of water.
That's, I mean,
really?
Moving away from the palm greasing.
Mm-hmm. Moving away from the palm greasing.
My challenge is this. Government, when it met Labour last week,
mm-hmm.
said it was going to revoke LI 2462.
Yes. It was a promise, but they said it was
government
going to make it
official. Government said, we are in talk or conversations with the Chief Justice to have these specialized courts. Government said, we will enforce. And then Labour said, you need to actually declare a state of emergency. Government hasn't done that. Now, this is it for me. Look, at least today we have seen something. Yesterday, if the government statement, there's a departure, how do I put it? I mean, there's a variation in what government says when it comes to the number of courts and what Labour says.
Yes.
But this is it for me. Even if you wanted to call off the strike or suspend the strike, what Labour could have done,
that was not a way to go,
was to actually sit down. Because the first time,
at least
you
today
said,
there should be a strike, then tomorrow you are satisfied upon what you've seen today.
Yes, you see, you can
so
actually
we are done.
Look, because you see, when the government met them first and outlined these measures, you said you were going to discuss with your colleagues.
Exactly.
So the moment you did
which
it necessary,
which is
standard practice,
yes.
Look,
this
all
time,
of us, there are times that teams that we work with.
Utah, they took them down there. Every school, go and vote.
Exactly.
And
come back, yes.
Look, teams that we lead, there are times that they vote against decisions that we want.
Yeah. You may not even like it.
Yes.
Anyway.
I mean, there are times that they vote and say, oh, boss, we want to do this.
But
you, say, okay,
but you
that's
came
okay.
with prepared speech.
So this is the point.
To call all the strike before
see,
even
what
the debating.
Labour has, what Joshua Ansah and Dr. Bampu have done.
And it's the same Joshua Ansah who was on the board of SNET when they decided on the Bride of Champion Hotels, isn't it? The same Joshua Ansah.
I would actually judge him. Based on what he did yesterday.
Yeah.
As for the SNET bill.
No, previous also, because he was representing Labour on that board. No, you can't say that. It's the same Joshua Ansah.
The evidence with that is that this man pretended. He was not aware that we're selling hotels
in
this country.
And it's the same Joshua Ansah who is meeting government on the blind side of Labour and coming back with a prepared speech to call off a strike without deliberations.
This one he didn't pretend.
Yeah.
In the sense that he went there.
Yeah. I wonder if he pretended.
He went there. Monday and read a statement.
Told me.
We are still going ahead with our strike.
With the Choboy.
Because why? They held discussions, and once they vote against you, this is it for me. If Joshua Ansah strongly felt there was no need for a strike action, after all, GMA had said we are not going to be part. GOPSA had said we are not going to be part.
And nurses and midwives.
And others have said, we're not going to be part. So what do? Bring those who say they're not going to be part. Let them vote for your position.
That's true.
End of story. Then say, we went into a vote. This number says no. That number says no. Or you can actually come back and say, we went into a vote. This number says yes. So we are going on the strike. And this number says no. What that would have done is that you, at that point that it mattered the most, stayed away.
Yeah.
But you see, when you come with a prepared speech, you don't bully people by saying, hey, we are going ahead, we are going ahead. And today, we need to ask the question, what changed?
Yes.
But you see, we wouldn't have asked the question. Even if they had waited, if they had gone on strike today, or if government had deployed the military yesterday, and they decided to call off the strike yesterday,
we would have said, at least we have seen something happening.
So you should have told us, for instance, don't just say, okay, government says this is the redeployment. At least we have seen.
Yeah.
What did you see that convinced you? Because even the cost that you told us 14, government says 4. But even that one, let's say you saw it. Give an indication.
But why would they
give
have the reason? When government, it is in government's interest to tell us the good news that has allocated out there. And so if government has 14, there is no way government is going to tell you 4.
Yes.
Because it is not in the business of reducing.
They didn't hear well.
But they said 7. They actually broke it down. Seven court.
So that's like.
So it's not as if you are, four was considered 14. Yeah.
Labor is shot itself in the foot.
They will not be taken serious again. At least for me, that's my concern. At least not now. No, that's my concern.
I wonder if we're going to take Labor seriously again.
Going forward.
You raised an issue about Joshua Ansah. That he sat on the SNET board.
Yes.
Yeah.
And pretended not to know what was happening. Did he pretend? Or
he was actively involved?
Anything.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Now, we're beginning to ask questions about his character.
Yes.
Which ordinarily, we wouldn't ask. But that is the point. So, if I were part of organized labor, or if I were part of the TUC, one of the first things I would have done was to say, let's get this man out.
Yeah. When
their processes.
The Labour Party, and I'm not saying it's the same thing, the Labour Party, when they lost elections under the former leader.
Rishi?
No, Labour.
Oh, Labour, okay.
Yes. He's now in Parliament as an independent. Yeah, Corbyn.
Corbyn, yeah.
You know what he said? It is obvious his leadership is not yielding the right results. And that some do not believe that he's the right man to take them the next to the next stage. So he's stepping down. They should hold elections and get a new leader. You put that one aside. If people mean
and
business,
even Rishi did the same. The conservatives.
Yeah. You see,
once you lose election, you don't stay.
The current leadership, the likes of Bampo and Co., they have no moral authority to continue in the roles that they play. If they were true unionists, if they believe in the philosophy that the larger masses are the ones that determine the future of a country, and that workers should be brought on board at all points in time, nobody at in the team of Bampo today can say Bampo called a meeting before that meeting and said, do we all agree? And no. Or even the case of Joshua Ansah, you have been made a fresh general secretary. This is how you want to start your term. This is how you want to behave going forward. When there is greater expectation on the side of your group, what then happens? With all, because there was a time that that group called Organized Labour and even TUC disintegrated. There was a time that groupies did not trust that bigger body. So everybody was forming their own because they didn't believe that the leadership of TUC was representing the group of all workers. It is becoming the case now.
But I'm concerned, really. As at Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, before the strike was called off yesterday, we had a vice president of Labour, vice chair, I should say, on a news file, mm-hmm. when we're talking about the Galamsey fight. And they all insisted, when they knew that Labour was more like the last bastion of hope mm-hmm. for this country, they maintained that hope in them is justified mm-hmm. and that this strike will come on no matter what until they see certain things happen. They don't want words, like you said. But all of a sudden, what happened? I'm concerned. So if people are reacting and saying that indeed Labour may have taken some monies, there's exchange of money, but there are those who are also commending the Akufo-Addo government for the ability to always sow discords or seeds of discord or seeds of disunity
in front of Labour,
civil society organizations, amongst others.
Do you know WDC?
Government is going into an election.
They are
backed into a corner.
Uh-huh.
What are you expecting them to do?
So the side of government, they'll be leaving that side of
relief. There was a Workers' Defence Committee. The idea of the Workers' Defence Committee was to break the front of Labour.
Government is doing a good job on that.
Every government will do that.
Okay.
And I remember Austin Gammy, when we spoke to him, saying it wasn't going to work. Surprisingly, it has worked.
Yeah.
If government did anything.
Yesterday, he was telling me I was so disappointed. He's shocked.
I saw this coming. We all knew that this strike was
government
not going to happen.
Government would always try to make sure that's not happen. Now,
yeah, because they don't want to be losing power to
Professor Jampu said something this morning when I asked him. Winston, you know that when the politicians call you, what can we do for you? But Delta's not good there.
I've heard people say even this UTAC strike that they are declaring is just a front, more like. Just to save face. At least we have one body
Because this is the point. When the way Joshua Ansah and Dr. Bampu went about this created a certain impression.
Mm-hmm.
And some would want to save their credibility.
Yeah, because
it's
either you are part of it, compromise part, or you are different from them.
At this point in time.
And is Utah compromise part or part of them?
No, at this point in time, this is state of play. Look, what Joshua Ansah and Dr. Bampu mm-hmm. are going to do, you open yourself up for people to raise questions about you.
You legitimate open yourself
to ask legitimate questions. Yes. But so when you are part of them and you've seen Professor Jampu say, no, this is not what happened, then you ask the question, okay, so why are these two or maybe three or four so bent on calling off the strike?
Mm.
Because you see, government initially, and this is the point, we actually saw it happening. So the moment Dr. Frank Sribo says, we are not going to be part of it,
said, but when did we hold a meeting to mm-hmm. decide this?
Mm-hmm. Many people, and I've been trying to reach my friends in the GMA.
And petitions for his removal.
They've been quiet.
We've seen leadership of GMA, and I think this will be about the weakest.
And once that happened, I'm giving you the
My
friends who are in the leadership of GMA, when you try reaching them, they're silent.
Yes.
They text me. Yeah. I have evidence that they don't respond.
Yes.
But this is the point. But you see, this is it for me.
And most people make the moment of Dr. Yangzin amongst others.
No, but the moment they did that, the moment they said that, and GMA said, we are not going to be part, you would have seen that there's been a lot of pushing going on, trying to get them to stay away from this strike.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? If you are Joshua Ansah, and you think that you don't support the strike,
you put it on GMA and the rest of them.
Ask the other people, okay, look, you can say, okay, you know what? Ask your members to take a decision like UTAC has done. Go and consult your members.
Yes. Yeah.
What that would do is that buys government time.
Yes.
That's true.
Go and all of you go and consult your members.
That is Let's to start say moving. They were hoping to buy government sometime.
But that's you have 10 days.
You have 10 days.
Yeah. See, the reason why they gave the 10 days, they told us, is that we build consensus at every level.
Exactly.
Yes. GMS sat down, waited for consensus to be built.
They were the first to issue a statement when it comes to the fight against
this whole fight.
They were the first.
There was no grouping who had actually raised the concerns on newsfile, on the platforms,
More than the Ghana Medical Association.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They were the first to issue a statement.
Very disgraceful conduct. Then all of a sudden, we believe in the fight. Today, where is the fight? Where is the fight of organized labor? Where is the fight?
Our only hope
and
now.
And again, we'll do you know, organized labor says that in their statement, they've been put on a committee to fight illegal mining. Which committee is that? In the government statement, there's no reference to a committee. Where did the organized labor get their committee? Which committee are they now representing? Is there a national interministerial committee? Which minister of organized labor is joining?
The Kanapa one may still be working.
Again, that's Minister of organized labor, where did they form in there?
Ex-official.
Who on organized labor is on the committee? So now, if you are failing the fight, are you going to blame organized labor too? Because you're on the committee. You're collectively responsible for the conduct of that committee. Are we going to say, because you failed as organized labor to fight, I'm saying properly.
By the way, where are your red armbands? Today is supposed to be red.
Let me finish.
Where's your red armband?
There's no host on the state of play. Let me finish the statement.
Okay.
Now, this is it. And organized labor has actually fallen for this.
If you attack MFI.
I've not attacked it.
Don't worry.
It's information.
Yeah.
I'm giving information. You see, now that
to the people.
Yes. Now that you are part of the fight, do you turn around and say that?
Can you believe that?
The fight.
How do you box yourself in that way? That's it. Actually, can you really ever go and say it failed?
Yeah.
That we are doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And so it's like government
you got, a can
trap
you part
for
of
organized
labor. Again, government has not even issued a statement saying that they are forming a committee with you.
No.
You see,
where is that committee?
The things that they came to read there, that paper that they issued as their statement, the contradictions compared to what government has. The things you say they will do. They are saying half of that on their own original paper. And yet you are convinced that that's the basis for you to actually call off strike. I hope you get it. The only contradiction is not a court. It's not even about this committee. There are other things. For example, government believes that, we are doing the fight and we are continuing. They are doing redeployment. Who told that they thought they were doing redeployment? Is it the impression you got from them?
They say they have continuous additional.
And you think that there is redeployment happening. So who spoke to organized labor and gave them all of these convincing notes to come and tell the people of this country?
And the fact that they even wrote the statement before coming.
do you know how problematic that is? It's almost like you believe it's fair complete.
Yeah.
In diplomatic circles, let's just go through the motions.
So, but
you don't respect the people well enough.
Mm-hmm. This is what
professors have come there.
There was no fight in the first place.
In any figure,
this is what happened.
Everything was a charade.
State knowledge.
Yes.
The general secretary of the TUC, representing one side of organized labor, and I think the chairman or whatever of the forum, that's Dr. Bambo, right? The forum.
Yeah.
And then the Ghana Federation of
Labour. Yes. Kumsin.
The Kumsins.
Yes. Father and son.
The Kumsins.
Mm-hmm.
So the three of the, these are the three bunches.
Yeah.
So I know that Jampo has been talking about Bampo and Ansan.
Yes.
How about the Kumsin guy?
He was in the first meeting, at least for sure.
Yes. Because you know why? When the people came, he was not.
Hold on, I think I've seen a statement where his name is there coming.
Okay, yeah.
I think he signed a statement.
Yes,
a statement Bampo.
The statement that was read yesterday.
And Ansan read, I think his name is there.
I actually think that Jampo felt these are the people, one broad statement, one came to justify why they should do the thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when they asked them to withdraw the statement, they said, let's discuss it. And that discussion, they didn't continue with it. In fact, they didn't wait. They just go, media, come in, let's do a press conference.
It's Kenneth Kumsin.
Good.
All of you signed. So we have Joshua Ansah, we have Isaac Mpwadi, and then Deputy Secretary General, Ghana Federation.
If I'm government, I've got consensus.
Yeah, this is consensus.
Yes. If I'm government, I've got consensus.
So that's,
These are the three main
So in fact, even SRCs have removed SRC president for not representing them well. For not representing their interests and representing their own parochial interests. Mm-hmm. Students in Kwadano have done so.
It's just the processes that
go through. You see, listen, what they have done is run down the image of that institution called organized labor. Workers' movements are pure.
Is there any labor?
Great movements.
You have organized labor.
See, people don't get it wrong. And I think they don't get the philosophical backing for workers' movement. Every grouping in every state, there's a massive fight between the people at the top who would amass wealth and create conditions where workers oppose. And the belief is that some of these people would lead that struggle on behalf of workers throughout history. In fact, class struggles developed around these themes. So whenever I become a worker, the leader of workers, you are in a proper, godly position almost. Somebody who's representing a grouping that's voiceless, that has to come together for you to represent them. So if you fail in that role, you have failed the masses in a way that's more dangerous than somebody failing at the top line, let's say presidency. Mm. That is why what these people have done, their names will go down in history, are people who have actually run down reputations.
Yeah.
People who are worth almost nothing when it comes to prudent and proper men on earth. But how did all of this come about? We have a system where people feel, and well, I mean, some of these people, I don't think that they truly understand the role they are supposed to play.
You're sure they don't?
They took their parochial personal interest to the table first. They were not there primarily because they were representatives.
No.
That was their only job. It sometimes comes at personal cost to you, but you chose to do that for the people. And it's convenient leadership. Because when they say, oh, well, then what do we do? Because, basically, as you said, you can lead a group. They can come to a decision. You may not even like it. Mm. But it's your responsibility as a delegated mandate. People giving their powers to you to act on their behalf to make sure that what they want is what you transmit.
The media coalition against illegal mining could have sustained this fight by itself without involving labor.
So,
because as it stands now, the fight, no, I'd say,
no, to be fair.
Now we have to now.
I'll not lie to you, me personally. Mm-hmm. I gave up on this conversation about illegal mining and coal from yesterday. And
we
I gave up on it. No, I gave up on it.
We can't give up on it.
You know why? See, I think we enjoy as a country the charade of it. We pretend to want change and not want the change in truth.
We need the change.
We pretend that we want
the existential
because, see,
threat.
This is not political ideology oriented. It's not even partisan history and all of that. It's about things that affect the common man more.
Yeah.
The people that some of us are protecting, they can buy Voss or Kirkland every day of the week. Buy for their families.
Oh, but they are drinking tap water.
So forget about that.
Maza. Maza says he's drinking tap water. Yes, I know on your show that he says he's drinking tap water.
But I'm saying that
every day.
Why would you want to make this about Abuja for in this way? But I'm saying the masses of this country and some of the people, they are just middlings. They are getting the crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
But because they think they are getting more than other people, they think they are better off getting the crumbs so they can buy Kirkland for some part of the week and some time. So they believe that that's more important.
Will they buy for Kirkland and the boss?
No. Mm-hmm. But even if you can do that,
okay.
Are you not ashamed?
You must be ashamed.
Are you not ashamed that a country that cannot protect mere water body, that's fighting terrorism, a country surrounded by terrorists from north, west, south, and all the other areas, is saying that you cannot protect mere water bodies. And sometimes they hold the conversation almost as if, oh, yeah, but when we do, we can reclaim. And they tell them that, oh, no, reclamation is a difficult thing and they are going to still have difficulties in your land. All of the examples is the reason why the position of that grouping called Medical Association is most disgraceful. Because you told us you saw first hand. Yes!
Yeah.
And they came giving examples across the country.
Mm-hmm. Now we're to their babies.
They are the most disgraceful part of this conversation.
Eyes on their foreheads and all of that. They have no limbs. Their babies with some come with multiple heads.
And when it mattered most, you give up on this.
No.
And disappointed all of us.
It is possible for them to have, and see, the previous protest, what did they do? They had a plan in place. First, we start with, say, OPD service. We will still do emergencies, we'll do surgeries, we'll do all of the other things that are required. We're going to sack patients from our hospitals. They say, oh, they did the lesson for a week or two. Many believe that within that period, would have had some, this movement would have happened and all of this would have happened. But to come and stand out, people saying that we will join the demonstration, we are not joining the demonstration, we still believe in the cause.
Today,
which cause
do you believe
which
in?
Cause are they believing in now?
Exactly, I'm wondering. I'm
so,
wondering
which cause is it? But because this is the same thing government has told them for time.
At least there's a cause. There's a cause that will bring some results tomorrow.
Auntie.
At least the Accra Archdiocese is on the prayer protest or prayer march tomorrow, and we're hoping that everybody will be part of it. But I'm just particularly disappointed in the Archbishop of Kumasi and Archbishop Anochi, Your Grace. I think all that is going on about this is unnecessary. Nobody has said from the very beginning that this is from the Catholic Bishops' Conference. We've always known that it's from the Accra Archdiocese. And at least this will bring some form of results. He needs to be part of it and rally support. There's no need.
Even so.
It's needless. Everything you are saying is needless.
That was September 11.
It's needless.
That's September
11. I mean, he's not even the president of the
Catholic Bishops' Conference. Issue the statement.
You see the president?
I'm saying September 11, Catholic Bishops' Conference, issue a statement condemning the destruction of water bodies and all everything alongside that.
But the Pope has spoken about this.
Yes.
About destruction of the environment.
So
what is Archbishop
is it the
about?
Work that I'm joining tomorrow?
Yes! Oh. But how can,
yes,
even if you are not going to work in Kumasi,
why are you talking
that about it? I'm saying it's not happening at cantonments.
No.
Or at Abaka.
At Odoko is
it
not.
Is happening in your region.
Yes.
You in your region.
Archbishop.
You should be more concerned. You should be more concerned than the people
and
are there.
And rallying people to join. And in fact, we are in the month of Rosary.
And you see.
And we are going to pray the Rosary as a way of evangelizing also for the Catholic Church.
We've also
and
of us are Catholics.
Saying things.
No, first of all,
yes,
are Catholics.
We are Catholics.
We are restraining ourselves.
Honestly,
us would have touched the anointed.
Honestly.
On that note.
Honestly. Would have touched them.
Lovely afternoon.
We are done. Oh, is it that short?
Okay. But before I have to close that, before I say time, should we go?
I thought you said there's no host.
Have a lovely afternoon.
Thanks for being a part of